Chapter 6. Traffic signs, signals and markings. Traffic flow is controlled by the use of pavement markings, traffic islands, signals and signs. These devices inform you of conditions concerning the roadway and help guide you safely to your destination. There are three categories of traffic control devices. Regulatory devices instruct you to stop, proceed in a certain direction, or limit your speed. All regulatory devices indicate action required by you. Failure to comply is subject to penalty. Warning devices advise you of hazardous conditions or the possibility of hazardous conditions. For your own safety, obey warning devices. Disregarding the information given by a warning device may result in a crash due to your negligence. Guide and information signs assist you in finding your way safely or provide information to make your trip more comfortable. Pavement markings. Pavement markings are lines, words or figures marked on the pavement with paint, reflectors or other markers. Centerlines. Yellow centerlines are used to separate traffic moving in opposite directions. Single broken yellow lines are used to mark the centerline when there are only two lanes of traffic. You must drive to the right of this centerline, but when it is safe, you may cross this line to pass another vehicle. Double solid yellow lines are used to mark the center of the roadway where passing is prohibited in both directions. You may cross these lines only to make a left turn into or from an alley, private road or driveway. No passing lines or single solid yellow lines used on two-lane roads to indicate zones where passing is prohibited. You may cross the line only to make a left turn into or from an alley, private road or a driveway. Lane markings. White lines separate lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. You are required to drive between these lane lines. Single dashed white lane lines may be crossed when you can do so safely. Single solid white lines indicate that movement from lane to lane is hazardous. The wider the line, the greater the hazard. You may cross a solid white line only in unusual circumstances and then only with great care. Double solid white lines indicate that movement from lane to lane is prohibited. You must not cross a double solid white line. Red pavement markings or reflectors indicate a roadway that must not be entered or used. Edge lines are solid white or yellow lines along the edge of the roadway to be used as a safety guide. White lines are used along the right edge of the roadway and yellow edge lines may be along the left edge of the roadway on divided streets and highways. Stop lines are solid white lines painted across the traffic lanes at intersections and pedestrian crosswalks, indicating the exact place at which to stop. Crosswalk lines show pedestrians where to safely cross the road or street, and they supplement signs to warn drivers of the possibility that pedestrians may be crossing at a specific location. You must stop for pedestrians in crosswalks. Two-way left turn channelization markings are a combination of a yellow solid and dashed lines in the center of a roadway which mark a lane in the center of the roadway which may be used by vehicles traveling in either direction for left turn maneuvers only. The lane must never be used for passing. Obstruction markings are solid lines painted in the traffic lanes to guide you around obstructions, such as bridge supports, in the road. The markings may be yellow or white. You may pass to either side of white obstruction markings, but you must pass only to the right of the yellow markings. Directional markings are white arrows or words painted in the traffic lane to indicate the direction in which you must go. You must move only in the direction indicated by the arrow. Where arrows indicate more than one direction, you may choose any direction indicated. Railroad crossing markings are white markings painted in the traffic lane before railroad crossings. The pavement is marked with a large X and two R's. A solid yellow centerline extends the entire distance to prevent passing, and a white stop line is painted across the traffic lane. Traffic island markings are of many different designs. They may be only painted markings on the roadway or any combination of curbing, paving, or landscaped areas. Traffic islands are used to direct you into separate traffic lanes. Traffic islands are called safety islands when they are used to protect pedestrians who may have to stand in the roadway. You should never drive into or across a traffic island. Traffic signals. Traffic signals serve primarily to direct and regulate traffic. They are used at intersections and other locations where it is necessary to interrupt the flow of traffic. Standard three-color signals. These signals are used primarily to stop and permit movement of traffic at locations where there is considerable conflict in the movement of vehicles. A red light means that you must stop. 1. At the stop line, or 2. When there is no stop line, before entering any crosswalk, or 3. When there is no stop line or crosswalk before entering the intersection, and 4. Remain stopped until the signal changes to green. After stopping, you may turn right except when a sign prohibits such movement. You must yield to all pedestrians and all vehicles when making such a turn. After stopping, you may also turn left on a red light from a one-way street into a one-way street where traffic is moving to the left, except when a sign prohibits such movement. A yellow light means that the red light is going to be shown immediately thereafter. You should avoid entering the intersection when the yellow light is shown. You must not enter the intersection after the red light is shown. A green light means go straight ahead or turn except when signs prohibit turns. You must yield to all pedestrians and vehicles already in the intersection. Lighted arrows. Lighted arrows are sometimes used to control turns from a specific traffic lane. A red arrow has the same meaning as a red light for the indicated lane of traffic. A yellow arrow has the same meaning as a yellow light for the indicated lane of traffic. A green arrow has the same meaning as a green light for the indicated lane of traffic, but you must turn or proceed in the direction indicated by the arrow. Combination signals. Arrow signals combined with standard signals control the movement of vehicles in all traffic lanes. The colored lights and arrows have the same meanings as indicated previously for signal lights and arrows. You must move only in the direction indicated by the green arrow when it is lighted. Flashing signals. Flashing signals are sometimes used to warn you of danger. A red flashing signal has the same meaning as a stop sign. A stop sign will also be posted where this signal is located. A yellow flashing signal means that you may proceed only with caution. When regular traffic signals show flashing lights, they have the same meanings as described for the flashing red or yellow signals. Lane control signals. Sometimes it is desirable to have traffic in a lane in one direction at certain times and the opposite direction at other times. Lane control signals are used to control the direction of traffic movement in the lane. The signal is placed over the traffic lane it controls. The red X means you must not use that lane because the lane is being used by traffic proceeding in the opposite direction. The green arrow means you may use that lane. The yellow X means that you must move out of that lane of traffic because it is going to be used for traffic moving in the opposite direction. When the yellow X signal is flashing, you may use that lane only when preparing to turn left. Pedestrian signals. Pedestrian signals are special types of traffic signals used only to control pedestrian movements. These signals consist of the lighted words walk and don't walk and the symbols of a walking person and an upraised palm. Don't walk or upraised palm symbol. A steady signal means that pedestrians must not enter the roadway toward the signal. A flashing don't walk or upraised palm signal means that pedestrians may not start to cross the roadway, but those already crossing may continue to the nearest sidewalk, traffic island, or safety zone. Walk or walking person symbol. A steady signal means that pedestrians may cross the roadway towards the signal. A flashing walk or walking person signal is sometimes used to indicate that there is a possible conflict between pedestrians and vehicles. Traffic signs. Traffic signs provide you with information on actions you must take, warn you of possible hazards and dangers, and provide you with route and location identification. The meaning of traffic signs is indicated by color and shape in addition to words, letters, numbers, and silhouettes. Colors and shapes. The color red indicates that an action is prohibited. The color red appears on signs of various shapes. The color yellow indicates a warning of hazardous or dangerous conditions. This color almost always appears on a diamond-shaped sign. The color orange indicates a warning concerning road work. This color appears on rectangular or diamond-shaped signs. The colors black and white indicate a required action. Black and white signs are always rectangular in shape. The colors green, blue, and brown are used on guide and information signs. These colors appear mostly on rectangular-shaped signs. Regulatory signs. A stop sign is an 8-sided white on red sign indicating that other traffic has the right of way. You must always bring your vehicle to a complete stop and yield to approaching traffic before proceeding. The stop must be made at the stop line. If there is no stop line, you must stop before crossing any marked or unmarked crosswalk. When you cannot see other traffic from the first stop, move ahead slowly and stop again where you can see approaching traffic. A yield sign is a triangular red and white sign indicating that other traffic has the right of way. Be ready to stop when you approach a yield sign. You need to stop only when there is other traffic that has the right of way. Speed limit signs are rectangular black and white signs which are used to show the established maximum and minimum speed limits. These signs may indicate special speed limits which apply at certain times, or under certain conditions, or to certain kinds of vehicles. You must not drive faster than the posted maximum speed limit nor slower than the posted minimum speed limit. Reduced speed ahead signs are the same color and shape as speed limit signs and give you advance notice to slow your vehicle to a lower speed limit posted ahead. These signs inform you that you should begin to reduce your speed. The new speed limit begins at the next speed limit sign. Lane use control signs are rectangular, black and white signs indicating that turning movements are required or the unusual turning movements are permitted from specific lanes at an intersection. You must move your vehicle only in the direction indicated for your traffic lane. Do not pass signs are rectangular signs indicating locations where you must not pass on 2- or 3-lane roads. You must not pass another vehicle where these signs are posted. No passing zone signs are pennant-shaped yellow and black signs that supplement the do not pass signs. The pennant is located at the left side of the road and points to the beginning of the no passing zone. Pass with care signs are rectangular, black and white signs indicating the end of a no passing zone. Other alignment signs are rectangular, black and white signs indicating where you must drive to permit traffic to move safely and smoothly. Exclusion signs are rectangular signs and contain either a red circle on a white background or a red circle with a red diagonal on a black and white background. These signs restrict or prohibit vehicles or vehicle movements or prohibit some other activity. Other regulatory signs. There are many other regulatory signs. All are rectangular with black or red lettering on a white background. These signs restrict people, vehicles, weights and types of vehicles, parking, etc. Warning signs. These signs warn you of dangers that exist or may be found on or near the road. You should be prepared to take safe and proper action when you see these signs. Warning signs are usually diamond-shaped with a black legend and border on a yellow background. Note. The complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Guide and information signs. These signs include all signs containing information for you regarding your location and the location of places and services. Typical signs are route markers, location and distance signs, park signs, recreation signs, and service information signs. Construction and maintenance devices. Various traffic control devices are used in construction and maintenance work areas to direct drivers or pedestrians safely through the work zone and to provide for the safety of the highway workers. The most commonly used traffic control devices are signs, barricades, drums, cones, tubes, flashing arrow panels, and flagpersons. Orange is the basic color for these devices. Construction and maintenance signs. Construction and maintenance signs are used to notify drivers of unusual or potentially dangerous conditions in or near work areas. Most signs in work areas are diamond-shaped. A few signs are rectangular. Channelizing devices. Barricades, vertical panels, drums, cones and tubes are the most commonly used devices to alert drivers of unusual or potentially dangerous conditions in highway and street work areas and to guide drivers safely through the work zone. At night, they are often equipped with flashing or steady burn lights. The diagonal stripes on the barricade or vertical panel guide the driver towards the direction to which traffic is to pass. Stripes sloping downward to the right mean the driver should bear to the right. Conversely, stripes sloping downward to the left mean bear to the left. Flashing arrow panels. Large flashing or sequencing arrow panels may be used in work zones both day and night to guide drivers into certain traffic lanes and to inform them that the part of the road or street ahead of them is closed. Flagpersons. Flagpersons are often provided in highway and street work zones to stop, slow, or guide traffic safely through the areas. Flagpersons wear orange vests, shirts or jackets and use red flags or stop, slow paddles to direct traffic through work zones.